Welcome to Three Dads Over Coffee, where the conversations are irreverent, unscripted, quite possibly irrelevant, and always illuminating.
Hey guys, it's John here. On behalf of Jason and Scott, I wanted to thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate your support. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And don't forget, please keep those expectations low.
Hey, good morning. This is going to be a Three Dads Over Coffee solo-sode. So there's no three dads. There's just me here, Jason. And I wanted to read something I posted related to suicide. So let me give you the backstory here. We're members of, or Scott and I are members of something called the Dead Edge Alliance Mastermind Community, which is a group of about 500 fathers, you know, really trying to be better, right? Be better dads. It's an amazing group of people, totally safe, totally connected. And just there's so much vulnerability and support that goes on in there. The Dead Edge Alliance has been around for about 5 years. And recently, last week, something happened that hasn't happened before. I suppose it was inevitable, but that doesn't make it any less tragic. And that is, we lost a friend and brother in the alliance to suicide. He was a dad, a husband, and a father. And it's really had me thinking a lot about not just suicide, but about what you leave behind, you know, because I know a lot of times, I don't know this personally, but I mean, I know this from having dealt with, you know, Cindy's mental health issues and suicide, that feeling of despair and hopelessness and failure and all of that can be profound. It can be overwhelming and it can feel insurmountable. So what I did was in the Alliance, I wrote a post just to give some guys some insight, you know, who might be struggling or in the pit, some insight into what you leave behind. So I'm not going to give it any more preamble. I just want to read it and then you can do with it what you will. So here we go. I've been thinking a lot about the loss of our friend and brother to suicide. And I know there are guys here who have been in the pit of despair. Some are right now. You feel hopeless. You feel like a failure. You feel like a burden. You feel like your family would be better off without you. And you're wrong. Let me give you some insight into what the loss can look like 11 years later. And I'll be completely honest. There were many times when her mental illness raged out of control that I wished Cindy was dead. There was a period of time where I said many times that, as strange as it seems, we're better off with Cindy dead. My thinking was that if she was never going to be able to, quote, get it together, that the kids' lives would be better. Less chaos, less drama, more peace, more stability. And some of that is definitely true. When I said that, I think I was too naive, uneducated, or unwilling to see the scars that had been left on the girls and myself. So with that in mind, let me give you a glimpse on just what you might leave behind. Kids who wrestle with feeling unworthy because they weren't good enough for you to stick around for. Kids who can't make sense of the love and the hate they feel for you. Kids who look at what is happening now and think how everything would be better if their mommy or daddy was here. Kids who compare your spouse's new partner with you and who will always come up short. Kids who, when they're upset, they just want their mommy or daddy. Kids who don't want to visit your grave because the emotions are just too overwhelming and then are racked with guilt because of it. Kids who desperately, you know, who search desperately for a why they can understand with no good answers to be found. And yet they keep looking because they have to. Sure, they will survive. They will heal. And they will probably flourish in time. But they will never be the same. And I posted a picture of Cindy's grave in this post. And I said, look closely at this picture and really stop for a minute and look at it. This is what the girls have left of their mom, and it's not enough. It's not nearly enough. Your kids need you. The world needs you. Ask for help as many times as it takes. Even when it feels like you can't take another step, keep fighting. Thanks for listening.
And there you have it. You might be feeling a little bit dumber as a result of having spent the last hour with us, and quite frankly, you might be right. Until next time.